boards that lap on the outside of the house that lap over each other, you know.
Well, we call that weatherboarding block. Now, there are things like clapboard or something, but I don't know if you're... But the houses say kind of like this one on the outside. We call it just weatherboarding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually what we call it.
Where'd you hear the other word?
Clapboard.
Yeah. Where'd you...
I don't really know. Probably. I've heard of these... old houses, and I've seen some old houses nearly falling down that have these what they call, I call clapboard roofs.
Uh-huh.
They actually look like little wooden shingles
uh-huh.
that just lays in layers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old houses I've seen falling down have those clapboard roofs, I call them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, say if you were going to hang up a picture or something, you'd say, I took the hammer and I, what?
Drove the nail. Huh?
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say the nail's got to be, what, in further?
Drove in further is what
okay.
I'd say.
And you say, so you say you pick up the hammer and you, what, the nail in further?
Drive the nail in.
Okay. And the part that covers the top of the house is called the...
roof.
Okay. And the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off.
Gutters.
Is that built in to the house or built into the roof or does that hang or?
Well, now this house they're just fastened on.
Mm-hmm.
But in older houses they're just wired on. Sometimes they're just actually just kind of laying at the eaves of the houses and just run down to something new.
What about, say, if you have a house and an L, you know, up on the roof where the two of them come together, you have the...
Well, I guess I'd call it eve of the house. I don't know.
Okay. And what are some of the buildings that you'd have outside on a farm?
Well,
besides
of course,
the house?
The barn. Of course, you have your barn.
Uh-huh. What do you keep in the barn?
Well, horses. You mean in Venice?
Yeah.
Horses and of course cows and mostly horses and cows because you don't keep the hogs in the barn usually. Then you usually have a hog. You might have hog shelters or hog pens
mm-hmm.
with little hog shelters and they stay there. And then you have a crib, corn crib,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd have sometimes you'd have wagon sheds. And then we had a woodshed and we had a smokehouse and we had a woodshed. And we had what we called a wash house. See, where Mother kept a washing machine. She had, of course, I can still remember, I remember when she didn't have even a washing machine. She had the rug board and the tubs.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a toilet. That's what, see, we didn't, we had just an outdoor toilet.
Uh-huh.
And
does that have any other names besides outdoor toilet?
It's a lot of people just say outhouse.
Uh-huh.
Now, but other than that, I don't know anything. Just, we always called it the toilet. And so that's all that we actually had.
Where'd you keep grain?
Well, like corn in the corn crib, but other than that, we didn't actually have anything much that would be. So I just said corn in the corn crib, and then we didn't have. If you had wheat, sometimes people used to have wheat houses. Now one of our neighbors had what they called a wheat house, but we didn't actually have what we called a wheat house. And they actually poured the wheat grain in there.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have one.
You ever heard of a granary?
I've heard of them, but I'm not even familiar with them.
They've never had them in this area?
I don't think so. It's not anything that I'm really familiar with.
Yeah. Where did you keep hay?
We kept it in the loft or the barn. See, that's... The barn had a loft,
uh-huh.
and so we kept hay up in it.
How is your barn laid out?